USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It is not looking good for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's quest to become Speaker of the House, at least on the first ballot. After a contentious meeting with McCarthy, several opponents say they still can't vote for him. Colorado's Lauren Boebert says, and that's McCarthy's fault.
Yesterday, we had a deal that was not a selfish deal in any way for Kevin McCarthy to get him the gavel on the first ballot, and he eagerly dismissed us.
Boebert says McCarthy had asked opponents for names and members and committee assignments, but rejected that list. McCarthy says it was about some members just wanting positions for themselves.
Last night I was presented the only way to have 218 votes. If I provided certain members with certain positions, certain gavels, to take over the church committee, to have certain budgets.
Opponents predict as many as a dozen House Republicans will not vote for McCarthy on the first ballot. It's an extradition hearing in Pennsylvania today for Brian Koberger, who faces four counts of first-degree murder in the stabbing deaths of University of Idaho students. Stephanie Goss says Koberger is expected to waive extradition in Pennsylvania and could be back in Moscow, Idaho tonight. That's when we may learn more from law enforcement.
It is possible when he goes back to Idaho, where he is formally charged, that we may see something called an affidavit that may be released, a probable cause affidavit upon being formally charged, that may provide some more details about the evidence that they gathered against him.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains sedated and in critical condition after his heart stopped during last night's Bills-Bengals game. Medics performed CPR on the field for more than 10 minutes before he was taken to a hospital. That weather system that flooded San Francisco and snowed on the Sierra Nevadas is now blasting the upper Midwest with more snow and bringing the risk of tornadoes and flooding to the south. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Air-Chilled Boneless Chicken, Ultra-juicy burgers, even easy-to-prepare, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
As we take a collective breath after last night's frightening scene at the NFL game in Cincinnati, we begin to ask, what exactly did happen to the Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin? Dr. Bernard Ashby, a cardiologist at the University of Florida, says it could be a case of very, very bad timing, where Hamlin took a hit at the exact worst moment in the cycle of the heartbeat.
It looked very similar to a condition called commotio cordis or commotio cordis, which is really kind of a freak accident. It has to happen right at the point in the cardiac cycle where the arrhythmia will be triggered, and that's between 10 and 30 milliseconds.
Ashby also says the quick response on the field was the best thing that could have happened.
We have a saying in cardiology, in medicine in general, that every minute is oxygen deprivation, and every minute decreases your likelihood of survival.
But with the immediate response we saw last night, Ashby says there is a good chance that Hamlin will survive. Medics restored Hamlin's heartbeat as he lay on the field. This morning, he remains on a ventilator in a Cincinnati hospital and is listed in critical condition. And there's an immediate good thing that has come from Hamlin's emergency. He has a small foundation to help kids in his hometown of McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. He'd hoped to raise a few thousand dollars to buy toys for kids. As of this morning, the Chasing M's Foundation toy drive has raised nearly $3.5 million. Richard Johnson, USA News.
At Progressive.com, you can compare car insurance quotes using AutoQuote Explorer to find the right one for you, even if it's not with Progressive. Because, you know, it's just the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I'm driving and stop at a crosswalk for a pedestrian? But they don't walk, so I wait at them to go, but they wait for me to go. And now I'm stuck here with this fake smile, hoping to end this game of who can be more polite.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.